Note on how this article was written. Like the previous one, this article was drafted with the help of artificial intelligence, then reviewed, edited, and validated by me. It draws on my experience developing Lingrise, my working notes, and a technical audit pulled from the codebase and Git history. While the figures come from tangible records, the instincts, doubts, and shifts in direction stem entirely from firsthand experience. I don't consider myself a technical virtuoso. Yet, since September 2025, I have been developing a solo project that now totals nearly 224,000 lines of code, mostly generated with the help of artificial intelligence. This naturally raises a question: what, specifically, is left of my work? The simplistic explanation suggests that the human supplies the ideas while the machine writes the lines. The opposing view claims that artificial intelligence does everything while the user just watches. Both perspectives are wrong. To gauge what still constitutes human effort in a codebase of this size, you have to look at how the nature of the obstacles shifted over the months. First, a challenge of pace, then an issue of methodology, and finally a task of trade-offs and decision-making. The reality behind the volume. Taken in isolation, a line counter proves nothing. Any language model can churn out thousands of redundant or unusable lines within minutes. In the case of Lingrise, these 224,000 lines represent concrete infrastructure built over roughly a year. TypeScript represents approximately 124,000 lines. This includes the web application built with Next, JS, and the mobile application built with React Native. Python represents approximately 86,000 lines. This is the content engine, including audio transcription, translation, generation, and quality validation. SQL represents approximately 11,000 lines, spread across nearly 100 migration files. The architecture includes 96 API routes, 56 user-facing pages, 179 React components, more than 60 PostgreSQL tables, and 332 commits. This volume doesn't make me an exceptional developer. However, it does illustrate what a single person can realistically aim to build today, as well as the pitfalls that this sheer abundance brings to light. From improvisation to the need for structure. When I started out on the project, my approach was far from methodical. I would pitch an idea to the artificial intelligence, briefly discuss implementation paths, approve a proposal, and move on. As long as the project fit within a few dozen files, this freestyle workflow was more than enough. Artificial intelligence dramatically accelerated my execution speed, allowing me to test hunches I would never have had the time to code manually. Friction began to mount as features piled up. When a codebase starts depending on architectural decisions made weeks earlier, opening a blank prompt to stack another building block becomes risky. Artificial intelligence knows how to produce quickly, but it doesn't automatically maintain the consistency of an ever-growing system. To avoid getting bogged down, I adopted the BMAD method, which I discovered during my technical research. Without being a silver bullet, it introduced much-needed rigor, explicit steps, specialized agents, and a structured path running from requirements gathering to technical specification before generating a single line of code. The biggest benefit wasn't technical. It was cognitive. I started spending more time clarifying problems than asking for solutions. Brainstorming, formalizing constraints, having a critical agent review decisions, and being willing to scrap an idea before writing any code helped clean up the development workflow. Yet, a project can be perfectly structured and still head straight into a wall. The trap of feature abundance. Initially, Lingrise was supposed to cover a wide spectrum: grammar, conjugation, thematic vocabulary, interactive books, song analysis, and guided dialogues. Artificial intelligence gives the impression that you can build anything in no time. So why not build everything? It was an illusion. Even with a solid methodology and effective agents, stacking subproducts creates a system that becomes impossible to test, maintain, and bring to market. The real challenge shifted. It was no longer about moving faster, but knowing when to stop. To make the cut, I ran a session with the BMAD brainstorming agent. The goal was not to outsource the decision. The drive to trim down came from me. Instead, the purpose was to subject my priorities to systematic pushback. By scrutinizing every use case, a clear direction emerged. Lingrise needed to focus on a strong, straightforward value proposition. Specifically, immersion through real podcasts, synchronized transcripts, contextual word-for-word translation, and a shadowing module for speaking practice. Everything else was cut. This is where a core part of the work lies: designing a strict evaluation framework to resist the temptation to build everything just because the generation cost is virtually zero. Asking the question at the right scale. Technical trade-offs rarely come down to a simple unit test. The translation pipeline in Lingrise is a prime example. On a small sample of text, it's tempting to pick the most sophisticated model without worrying about cost. But scaled across the entire application catalog, the volume reached 2.16 billion tokens. I haven't checked recently, but the figure is likely much higher now as I generate new podcasts daily. Financial projections quickly put things into perspective. With DeepSeek, the cost was estimated at approximately 1,900 euros. With Claude Sonnet, the cost was estimated at approximately 30,000 euros. With Claude Opus, the cost was estimated at approximately 165,000 euros. Even purchasing a dedicated graphics processing unit to run models locally couldn't compete economically with the pricing of certain specialized application programming interfaces. Artificial intelligence is perfectly capable of building this comparison table and calculating the ratios. However, it won't take the initiative to evaluate the impact of a technical choice across an overall business model. That responsibility remains entirely human, when the technical solution masks the real problem. Generated code can run without a single error while missing the mark entirely. To protect paid audio files, the artificial intelligence set up a system of temporary signed web addresses. On the surface, everything worked. I didn't find the flaw myself by acting like a cybersecurity expert. The issue was flagged simply by submitting the code to the BMAD code review tool. Due to my storage and subdomain setup, the signature could be tampered with without blocking access to the file. The first artificial intelligence followed the technical instructions to the letter without genuinely securing the content. We had to iterate to design a system of tokens verified on the fly. My role wasn't to audit the code by hand, but to maintain high standards by orchestrating cross-examination between multiple agents. The flip side, owning the technical debt. Claiming 224,000 lines of code without mentioning technical debt would be dishonest. Lingrise has clear weaknesses. There is no complete continuous integration pipeline. Checks remain largely manual before deployment. The monorepo migration remains unfinished. The overall structure still carries legacy artifacts at the root from when the mobile application was launched. Artificial intelligence makes it easy to identify these areas and generate patches in bulk. But review time and attention are finite resources. Living with these shortcomings is part of the compromise. Setting priorities also means accepting what you choose not to tackle right away. After these 11 months, the binary division between the human as designer and the machine as executor no longer holds up. Today's artificial intelligence agents can write specifications and propose coherent architectures. Yet the developer's role hasn't vanished. It has shifted. It lies in identifying when the nature of a problem changes, in knowing when speed turns toxic, refusing to build new features even when they seem trivial to generate, spotting logical flaws hidden behind clean code, and safeguarding a system's economic viability. Artificial intelligence made it possible to bring Lingrise to life at a speed unimaginable for a solo developer. But the responsibility for what gets built, and especially what shouldn't be built, still rests on the person sitting behind the screen.